Big Thunder Mountain Railroad at Walt Disney World has been down for many, many months under the construction, rebuilding, and reimagining of a brand new generation of Imagineers. But what if we told you that, well, on reopening day yesterday, the wildest ride in the wilderness had to be evacuated. And why? Well, because of a fire. It's a great day. It's a beautiful day. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for coming our way. The Pro Channel is here to deliver you the news you need to know. Happy May 4th, but today we're stopping by Disney World instead of Star Wars to talk about a new attraction. Well, it's actually a classic attraction. Turns out, fans had to run away from it. Cast members had to get out the fire extinguishers. And now we're all wondering, how the heck did things go so wrong for a ride that's been there since the 80s? Click the like button. We'll explain with video right now. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we've got a story here, and it's the kind of story you need to know about. Why? Well, it turns out that Big Thunder Mountain Railroad, it reopened at Disney World and immediately caught fire. Well, okay, it didn't immediately catch fire, but they had to evacuate the ride, and people are beginning to question the Imagineers, these new Imagineers, right? The young ones out of college, what are they doing? Out of that park place, Disney World fire closes Big Thunder Mountain Railroad on reopening day. Let's read about it. And not only will we read about it, I'll show it to you. It says Big Thunder Mountain Railroad reportedly experienced a fire on its very first day back in operation after months of work to replace its track and add new attraction elements. Under the watchful eye of new generation of Imagineers, it would appear that a familiar pattern is emerging. Remember that Splash Mountain was overhauled into Tiana's Bayou Adventure and suffered a similar fate involving the need to be drained during the previews, becoming one of the least reliable attractions in the parks. Epcot, similarly, has had broken lighting issues since getting its overhaul. But an actual fire on a reworked attraction? Well, that's even a step beyond that. You can see here the cast member with the fire extinguisher trying to put out the tracks, maybe. Did the brakes get too hot? We don't know. I can tell you that there are all kinds of mechanisms that pull the train into and out of the loading area, and maybe that's what caused a fire, maybe an electrical fire. We're not completely sure. Blog Mickey is confirming that there was a call from Disney about the fire at 5:45 p.m. And not only that, but take a look at this. The entire area around Big Thunder Mountain Railroad had to be evacuated for the fire. Get out of here, they said. There you go, folks. You can see them. It was a 60-minute wait on the reopening day of Big Thunder Mountain Railroad, but all of them had to hustle and bustle right on out of there. It also appears that guests were on the ride when the fire broke out and had to be evacuated from their vehicles. You can see there. Now, this is a longer one, and this is from Derek Bell. We'll let it run in the background here, but this is actually somebody riding Big Thunder Mountain Railroad, and it's going to break down with the fire, and they're going to have to be evacuated inside the cave. Gary, I want to go to you first on this one. When it comes to special effects and design and building things and all this sort of thing, the Imagineers, this new generation, seem to not have learned how to do that. And seems like maybe that's kind of priority number one, numero uno, but things are not going well. We've seen so many of these new attractions just fail the basic test of, does it run? So, Gary, what do you think about the idea that maybe places like Epic Universe and Universal Studios have kind of taken the lead and also taken a lot of the talent from Disney, and now we're getting situations like this, fire on the first day?
Well, I mean, nowadays it's difficult to get a proper plumber under 40 years old, let alone to get someone to repair a ride at a major attraction in a theme park. But my first question is, why was it closed down in the first place? I honestly don't know.
They replaced the tracks. They wanted to make it smoother, and they put in some new effects, some new cardboard bats and some new audio and some new lighting that makes the caverns look like they're little, you know, rainbow color and all that kind of stuff. Very simple. It's essentially the same ride, but caught fire first day. It's crazy.
Yeah, well, something was severely overlooked, obviously. I mean, that would be my guess.
Gary, how
long had it been open before it shut down?
I think it opened at 9 a.m. and it ran until 5 p.m. And then they had the fire called out and evacuated. Mm-hmm. Gary, when we're looking at people coming out of college today, new hires that go into this sort of field, how often is it that these people are being brought in to companies like Disney and they've kind of floated through on virtue or their demographic category as opposed to actual skill set? And maybe we're failing in college and in vocational schools too. I don't know.
That is 100% correct. I speak to a lot of folks under the age of 20 that still can't count change. That's not an exaggeration. I see it almost every day here in California. I imagine that is trickling up to the trade schools and education institutions and stuff like that. Like I said, it's very hard to find somebody who is technically inclined.
We will we'll skip ahead of this video, folks, but the reason it's so dark is because they were stuck in this cave with the bats. Now you can see the work lights on, and that'll be very interesting because you can see the bats on the string. That's a great effect. They put a lot of work into this. Andy, it's amazing to me that these are not new attractions. These are old attractions that worked until the new Imagineers got started fixing them, and now they don't work anymore. So, Andy, when we look at the difference in the quality now of the talent for Universal versus Disney, what are your thoughts on this gap that exists and how Disney might overcome it in the forthcoming years?
Well, I can't say for certain, but I heard that their resume was all the work that they've done on Minecraft. So theoretically, they know how to build things. In actuality, I think we're seeing the results here, especially when you walk into Epic Universe and you see the everything going so amazingly over there, the effects, those animatronics, and then you see Tiana's Bayou Adventure, which... You know, have they gotten any of those animatronics to work 100% of the time yet?
Doesn't seem to be. But no. I'll tell you this too, Andy, as you watch this, you know, they've been stuck forever. We skipped a long time. They have really been stuck in this cave. This is, I believe, one of the first spots after they left the loading station. There's a fire, right? I mean, that's the call that goes out. Now, we can't say for sure what the fire looks like. If it was just smoke or overheated, you know, parts or an electrical fire, we don't know. But what we do know, Andy, is there's been a call for fire, and these people are still stuck in their vehicle. Wouldn't you think if there's a fire that there would be protocol that the cast members literally run to the vehicles and undo you and let you out? The whole thing's been evacuated. We saw the video, and these people are just sitting here, you know, here are the fire trucks, but the bats are still swinging.
Well, this is California, right?
No, this is Florida.
Oh, thank God, because we saw how well fire extinguishing happened in California.
Yeah, we're not real good at that, are we?
No water. All right, let's get them off the thing, okay? Well, they're still stuck. Still stuck on there. Come on, get them off. Did we ever get off? No, we're still on there. Let my people go. No, still on there. I don't think they ever get off. All right, well, they're just stuck forever. Stuck forever. Derek Bell, we hope you're okay. We hope you survived. It looks like they did. It looks like they survived. You've got more videos showing that it's smooth, and that's good. But, you know, we want people to live. We kid. No, we do want people to live. Lauren, when it comes to Disney World and the situation here, I know you were at Epic Universe not long ago. You've seen things like the Monsters Ride in the Dark Universe. You know, it's amazing to me what Universal can do right now. And Disney on the first day on a classic attraction seems to have really had at least a PR black eye.
Yeah, I think that's fair. It definitely doesn't look good. I'm sure that they're embarrassed about it. I hope for the sake of everybody involved that somebody in management is asking, how could this possibly happen? And looking into it and making sure it doesn't happen again. But I am glad that everybody was safely evacuated. And this just goes to show again that I think that Universal reaped an awful lot of talent from them, and they're still trying to make it up.
What's amazing to me is you would think that when it's launch day, they would say, all right, guys, we've got some rules here. One, nobody's going to get hurt on the opening day because that's going to look real bad. Two, probably would not go well for us in news publications, the YouTubes, if we had a fire. So day one, I mean, day two, maybe, but day one, let's try to keep the fires away. Folks, the wildest ride in the wilderness just got to be a very hot topic, pun intended. We apologize for that one. It's a dad joke. It's true. But we hope that it's running and it's having a good time, and folks are having a good time on it real soon. But man, this current crop of Imagineers, what they need to get together.
What they need to do is make lemonade out of lemons. They need to start a marketing campaign that says that 100% of people who rode this ride on opening day agreed that the ride was hot.
H-O-T. Hot, hot, hot.
You know, it's always sad when one of these video ends, and yet
It is the beginning of the wait for the next one to land, 4 times a day right here on the Pro Channel. And by the way, there's plenty more on our partner channels, That Park Place, That Pod Place, That Game Place. And go check out the original music we have on stations like Vacation Radio. We'd love to have you, love to entertain you. At least we'll do a better job than some of the current entertainment companies. Folks, like, share, subscribe, and you know what? Drop a comment right on down below. Share this out anywhere you go on social media. And until the next time, we have the honor, the pleasure of getting to spend time with you when you choose to invite us into your day to add the value that we hope to bring your way. We ask that you keep learning, keep growing, and as always, keep having fun.